From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A 62-year-old woman was flown out of a Roswell hospital for injuries she sustained during a carjacking that occurred at a truck stop just north of Roswell around 10 Tuesday night. That according to a post on the Chaves County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. According to the post, just prior to the incident, the woman helped pay a meal for a male subject at a local restaurant. The man then asked for a ride to the truck stop where he pulled out a knife. He then shoved the woman out of her vehicle and ran over her legs as he fled the truck stop towards Vaughn, where he was apprehended by state police who used spike strips to stop the vehicle. The male was arrested and transported to the Guadalupe County Jail, where he faces charges of unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, aggravated battery, and several other charges. 21-year-old Colby Velarde and 18-year-old Haley Sanchez, both of Lovington, were arrested and charged with child abuse for allegedly leaving an infant in a running car while shopping for a bowl for the baby inside the Broadmoor Mall in Hobbs. A concerned citizen called police and reported that an infant was inside a parked vehicle by theirself. Six people are fortunate to be alive today after the SUV they were traveling in smashed into a utility pole at South Main and the relief route just outside of Roswell over the weekend. That according to the Chaves County Sheriff's Office. Chaves County deputies arrested the driver of the SUV who was charged with driving while intoxicated. Five of the passengers were transported to a local hospital for medical treatment. Eddy County Commissioners appointed Darlene Rosprim to serve the remainder of Robin Vanetta's term as Eddy County Clerk. Vanetta died March 16th at Carlsbad Medical Center of an undisclosed illness. An Artesia teenage boy who was last seen March 29th and reported missing near Artesia High School was located on Sunday, that according to Artesia police. The 16-year-old boy was found in Artesia uninjured around 12:50 a.m. on Sunday. If all goes well today, Eddy County could be designated as a turquoise county, which means less COVID-19 regulations. Kyle Marksteiner with the City of Carlsbad tells us more.
The numbers that we do have over the last 2 weeks, and they've been good. All it does is it helps our businesses, it helps people get a little more open, and it's positive all around. So, we're optimistic.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.